Hello, and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterance. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Kurzweigens, and today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We're in chapter 32 with verse 16. Whoever fears the Lord will understand what is right, and out of obscurity he will draw forth a course of action. Fearing the Lord is not about being scared or trembling in fear, but rather it is about having a deep reverence and respect for God. When we fear the Lord, we acknowledge His greatness, wisdom, and power, and we submit ourselves to His will. This fear is not based on punishment or judgment, but on a desire to live a life that is pleasing to God. When we fear the Lord, we gain wisdom and understanding about the world around us. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, as it opens our eyes to the truth and helps us see things from a higher perspective. Those who fear the Lord are able to discern right from wrong, good from evil, and truth from falsehood. They are guided by the principles of love, justice, and righteousness, and they strive to live a life that is in accordance with God's will. Accepting salvation as the call of goodwill is an act of faith and obedience to God. Salvation is a gift from God offered to all who believe in Him and accept His Son, Jesus Christ, as their Savior. Those who accept salvation experience transformation in their lives as they are forgiven of their sins, reconciled to God, and filled with the Holy Spirit. They are born again as children of God, and they are filled with a sense of peace, joy, and purpose. Those who fear the Lord and accept salvation as the call of goodwill are able to understand everything about life that is right. They have a deep sense of purpose and meaning, as they know that their lives are in the hands of a loving and merciful God. They are able to navigate the challenges of life with faith and confidence, knowing that God is with them every step of the way. In accepting salvation, they experience the fullness of life that God intended for them, and they are able to live a life that is pleasing to Him. Why we do what we do, in uttering universally the love of salvation. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching. We dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Kurzweigens, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes to the study of Sirach 32. It's verse 16. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanzas, it looks like. It's ongoing. It's titled, In Him, Understand All. Whoever fears the Lord will understand the way to navigate this world and live with righteousness each day. For in the fear of God comes wisdom and insight to see the world's truths and discern what is right. Those who fear the Lord will know the path to take to walk in love and justice and never be led astray. They will see the beauty in all that God has made and cherish every moment in the light of His grace. So let us fear the Lord and seek His wisdom true, for in His ways we'll find the understanding to pursue. And in this fear of God, we'll know what is right and live a life of purpose in His guiding light. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's April 11, 2024, and we're recording this morning at 4:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at UniversalUtterings.com. We're going to close today at 7:11 as we continually think about the beauty of the sacraments. Yesterday we had confirmation in the prison and we welcomed our Bishop Duane. He was very gracious and had a very great message for these men in blue, these men that are seeking freedom within their own soul, amen. And it was supposed to be 8 of them, but 4 of them were in a lockdown situation, and that's what we experience with the prison environment. We do appreciate the bishop's willingness to come back and confirm the other 4 at a later date, and we're trying to plan that now. So we pray for the bishop and all bishops and all religious who share the word of truth and love of salvation. Amen. May God bless us and continue to give us this discernment of knowing what is right from his fear of the Lord. As we close in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus. 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 May God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.